What's up, fam? It's Chappelle, host of Recap Kickback Podcast, here for the latest exit interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed. And I am here with our most recently eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island, Alyssa. Alyssa, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I have a lot of questions for you after last night's episode. Yeah, let's get into it. So about last night's episode, let's go ahead and jump to the elimination. Your exit from the game was one of the more intense moments of the show. Can you walk us through your experience once Stephanie gets chosen to play the banker in Deal or No Deal at the end of the episode?
Yeah, so I will preface that I actually did not watch the Temple version or the Temple portion of the episode last night. I was there myself. I experienced it myself. I didn't feel like I welcomed that negative energy into my home and my space. So I don't know exactly what the edit looked like. So I'll preface with that, but I'm going to go off my experience. As soon as Stephanie was in the bottom two, when Jordan and I were in the excursion and I saw that they had the key, I knew that she was bottom two, she was going to play. So I knew at that point, it's either she wins and I go home or she loses and I stay. So of course I was rooting for the banker to win because I obviously wanted to stay. But at the same time, the negativity and the animosity in camp, it was really getting to be too much for anyone to bear, myself aside. And I was okay with whatever the outcome was going to be. Of course, with Aaron, I was speaking into existence, you know, don't think about it. Don't speak it into existence. Like, we're going to think positive, because that's really all I could do in the moment. But I will say that inside, I had a feeling that I was going home and that my journey was ending that night. And I was okay with it. And I was honestly excited to be out of that environment.
Oh, no, I can definitely tell that there was like a weight off of your shoulders once it was really over. Yeah. I don't think the show accurately depicts how tense it is at, you know, the camp and around your living area. What is that like when you're on the island or, you know, surrounded by your other castmates and you're not playing Deal or No Deal?
Yeah. So what I will say that is super interesting about, you know, being with these people 24/7 for a whole month straight is there's so much diversity in the cast. And I applaud NBC for that. I applaud them for the race diversity, age, gender, socioeconomic backgrounds, like just everything. We had an incredibly diverse cast, and I think it was so important to start season one in that way and really set the tone. But with that comes, you know, people that I would never be around on the outside, people I would never sit in a room with and have a conversation with. And I mean, that's just life. I told Aaron many times throughout the show, I'm like, look, it's just a game. We're here for 1 month. That's it. We play the game. We leave. We go back to our lives. And there's people I will never see again. There's people you'll never see again. It's okay. But when you are there and it is 24/7, something is always happening. The paranoia really sets in. If you're looking around, you're seeing people talking. Are they talking about you? Are they talking about when lunch is coming? Like, I don't know. It just starts to get to you. And it is really hard to be in that environment. I used to want to play Big Brother. Now, I don't want to play Big Brother because that shit is 3 months. And I don't want to do that. For 3 months with people, if there's potentially people that I don't vibe with, and a month is plenty. I seriously wish everyone in the cast the best. I think we had an incredible cast, and I really was so happy and honored to be a part of it, and also glad to leave.
Alyssa, it is no surprise that you would want to play a game like Big Brother because you did come off like a gamer in this season. Right. A lot of people were rooting for you. We saw you pulling out all the stops in the game, including lying to Boston Rob about Aaron potentially turning on him. Yeah. Can you describe your relationship with Aaron and what, tell us, take us through your thought process of when you thought, okay, it might be time for me to throw him under the bus a little bit.
Okay, so truth be told, I literally would have never thrown Aaron under the bus. He was my final two. I was going to take it to the end. I knew that I would beat Aaron in the physical competition. Like, no chance. I love Aaron to death. No chance. But I also knew that he would beat me in a mental competition. So it really came up to, we have no idea what kind of competitions are coming our way. And if I'm thinking about Big Brother and you go to that final episode, like, there's physical, there's mental. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's a chance that it could be this way here as well. So I at least have a shot of bringing Aaron and hoping it's a physical competition and winning. But if it's mental and there's anything with memorizing dates and people's cases and what the values were, shoot, that would have not have been my game. So I felt so drawn to Aaron from the very beginning of the game, before we even went into film. I was so drawn to his energy. It was just so calming. I feel like I'm really drawn towards people who have really genuine, calming, empathetic, and energy. And he was something that I was really drawn to, someone I was really drawn to before we even went in the game. I saw him like pacing back and forth in the hotel after we had breakfast, as soon as we flew to Panama. And I just remember being like, okay, I like him. I want to talk to him for sure. And that was one of the first people I talked to in the game. My relationship with Boston Rob is so funny because I had no idea who Boston Rob was.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen Survivor. So I'm sitting there and I'm finding out that the dude next to me is like this big Survivor player. And I'm like, I just had this conversation with him. He seemed like a normal guy. He's telling me about his daughters, his wife, all of these things. And we were just talking. And I was like, okay, all right. If this guy's one Survivor, I want to be aligned with a winner. Okay. I like winners. I like surrounding myself with people who succeed. And I feel like that really pushes you to learn and to succeed and to be better. And I'm honored that I got to play with Boston Rob. Like, first and foremost, how many people would be so jealous and want to be in my shoes to have that opportunity? I literally sat on a beach with him and he taught me how to tell the difference between colors of coconuts and what you use for like coconut water and what you use for flesh to eat. And I'm like sitting here having this experience that people would kill for. And to me, he's just Rob. I have a great relationship with him outside of the game. I think he's an incredible mentor. I think he's an incredible game player. Obviously, we're seeing that on the show, but I did try to pull the reverse on him and it didn't work, but you can't fault me for trying. Aaron knew I was going to try. So the edit kind of left a lot of the conversation pieces out. But it didn't work. I couldn't do it with Boston Rob. He saw right through me.
Yeah, it's a commendable move to make. It looks to me like the game was pretty solid, Alyssa. For the first few episodes, I mean, you look like an early front runner, but it seemed like your stock really dropped around the time when Miranda got eliminated from Deal or No Deal and decided to call you out and Aaron about targeting Stephanie. What was your relationship with Miranda that might have led to that moment as well?
Honestly, it was so funny. I was like shocked when it happened because I really was never around Miranda. I forgot Miranda was even there half the time. If we would be like talking about things, I would forget like she was even there. She was like a lovely person to be around when I was around her, but we were not really crossing paths a whole lot. And it was so crazy because that game of Deal or No Deal, I thought I was playing against the banker. I remember getting back, Aaron and I had our conversation and some of it aired where I said, okay, so I have to play. And I remember telling Aaron, okay, well, go talk to Miranda. The only reason I talked to Aaron first was because I wanted to go take a shower, because you have 1 hour to come back to camp, strategize, eat dinner, shower, and get ready for Temple. So I was like, let's just talk. I'm gonna go shower, you go talk, it is what it is. And I told him, if you cannot get her word and genuinely believe and trust her that she would take out Stephanie if she plays, then I want to play. I would rather play, take my fate into my own hands and do it. And they have this term, it's called being on ice. So when you're not allowed to talk, if people are getting re-mic'd for other portions of the show or somebody, like if someone's not there, you're not allowed to talk. So you're on ice. So when I came up to the pavilion, I passed Aaron going up the steps as he was coming down, and I planted myself. I was like, am I playing tonight? And he, from my perspective, nodded his head, yes. So I am mentally preparing myself to go play Deal or No Deal. And I was okay. I was calm. I was collected. And we were in the van, then in the holding area. And Miranda was like, really like sweating. she was really nervous. And I was sitting there kind of confused. And I was like, huh, she's a little more nervous than you would think someone would be if you're not playing the game. And so then I started to think, am I not playing the game? And I was helping Miranda like touch up her makeup and like her little top that she was wearing and fixing her hair. And we were walking in together and I was truly rooting for her to win. So when she got up there and said, I wanted to take out Alyssa, I was like, I'm so confused. I thought I was playing. Now I'm the target. And like, this is also confusing. But I also just, it's funny because Joe never asked anyone else that question. Claudia, he didn't ask Claudia, who would you have eliminated had you won? And I know that that was probably, you know, guided to create some controversy and a divided camp, which very clearly was successful. But I felt like it wasn't necessary. You made a bad deal, you're out, leave, that's it. Let's all move on. But that's just unfortunately not what happened. But I was shocked. I was like so confused. I'm like, we have no beef. We have no reason to have beef. And I'm only your target because you're trying to get back at Aaron. So that whole day was just incredibly confusing. The excursion, all of it, like watching it back is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe all of that happened.
Yeah, we picked up on some of the questioning for Joe as well. I know you didn't watch your temple like portion of your elimination, but there is a moment where Joe specifically asks you, you know, Alyssa, what would you do in this moment? And then that kind of pops off the conversation between you and Stephanie that led to y'all's exchange of words. And it really did put you in a position where y'all were, you know, it was either you or her. You know, it really was. Y'all were pitted up against each other. It got a little heated. Can you walk us through how your relationship with Stephanie got to this point? Because a lot of people were very confused because I don't think the show really does it justice to talk about the amount of tension between you.
Yeah, so it really starts, actually for me, it starts in the first episode when there's so much that's not aired. Let me just preface this and I'll like try to quickly get through what I can. The first episode, she actually has an argument on stage with Branson accusing him of swapping the cases. Now I also haven't watched anyone else's exit interview, so I don't know what else has been talked about, but if that wasn't talked about, that did happen. And I was standing next to her and I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so this girl is spicy. She's a lot. I'm good. I actually asked her, I was like, align with me, like work with me. I was like, if that is how she is, I want to be with her, not against her. And I tried and it just didn't work out. And then fast forward to episode 3, I tried to make this plan. And for me, it was like a Big Brother style backdoor situation. I'm like, that's the thought process I was going through. The idea was to, because that episode was also filmed over 2 days. The excursion was cut in half because we ran out of sunlight to continue filming. We had to go back to camp. We had a whole night to scheme, plot, all these things. I was actually so sick that night. I slept in the pavilion and Kim was with me in the pavilion all night, being an angel, bringing me water, bringing medicine, being more of the doctor than the actual doctor on set was. It was Kim. And I really loved her for that. But it wasn't until the following morning, I was like, okay, I know Kim has the $50,000 case. She's creating a lot of drama and animosity in camp and a lot of hostility. Let's try to get that energy out. And then maybe we can have just like a chill playing field. And so I came up with a plan to basically, if someone gets the steal Kim's case, give Kim a steal case that keeps her in the bottom. Obviously that would give someone a $50,000 case, also putting them in the bottom. So I gave my word to Aaron and Stephanie first, that I would throw last, because we did pick the order. It didn't show that, but we picked the order. I would throw last and I would throw the competition. I'd miss the board. So I would also have the lowest case. And I would stand next to Kim in the bottom two, say I'm playing. And then on the spot, have Rob pick Kim so that she's like flustered, blindsided, playing two nights in a row. And hopefully the odds are in our favor that she makes a bad deal and go home. But obviously that's still chance. We're still playing with chance here. It's not completely skill and strategy. It's chance. Mm-hmm. So when Stephanie got up on the stage and tried to pretend like she didn't know what was going on, I mean, from the second she hit the steel with the screaming and the Oscar performance and all of these things, we were standing there so confused. Claudia, Miranda, me, Aaron, Jordan. We were like, what? We all, Rob even, like we all knew what the plan was. And to be truthful, had Stephanie been like, I am uncomfortable. And now I know that her and Kim are in alliance, so it makes sense. But had Stephanie said, I'm uncomfortable with this, I feel pressured, I feel this, I feel the that, like, I've been like, okay, then it's either all or nothing. We're either all in or we're not. The only way it works is if we're all in. And I said that. And she kept telling me, oh, this is a good plan. Your plan is so good. Rob actually brought up the possibility of it going sideways right before we went on ice and couldn't talk anymore. And I freaked out. And I was like, oh my God, actually, no, cancel the plan. Don't do, everyone just play your game. And Stephanie was one who was like, no, don't let him get in your head. Like, this is a good plan. This is your plan. It's a good plan. And I was like, okay, then let's just do it then. And that was like the last conversation we had before we were not allowed to speak. And then everything went down in the jungle. Fast forward to the key excursion. In between these two excursions, Stephanie and I had a conversation where I went to her and I was like, okay, look, obviously things went sideways. It was really heated. And I was like, I would like to just make it water under the bridge. Let's like, let bygones be bygones. Kim is gone. That was the goal. And let's just play the game. And I thought that we were as good as we could be. She was obviously still my target. If I'd had the opportunity to take her out, I would have, but I was trying to make camp less stressful. Mm-hmm. And then in the key excursion, the second time I went back for a case, I actually found a tag on the floor after I picked up my case number, which Aaron told me to get. There was a tag on the ground and it was tag number 7. And I was like, oh my gosh, like somebody's lost a tag. There was a tag and no case. And I'm thinking, okay, somebody here has a case. Maybe they don't know what number it is. They're going to take it to Aaron. They have no idea what number it is. So I'm thinking like, oh, like, look at me. I'm going to be the little hero. Bring somebody's tag. I don't know who it is at this point. And at first I tried to hand it to production and like camera crew and people that were on the outskirts of the game, and nobody would interact with me. And I was like, so confused. And so then I'm like, okay, wait, is this like a bad thing? Is this a sneaky thing? So then I hide it on the inside of my case and I start running back to Aaron with it. Amy saw me hiding it and running with it. So Amy's perception was I'm being like deceitful and I'm hiding mm-hmm. and I'm trying to sabotage the game in one way, but I wouldn't be able to sabotage the game. I have the tag, not the case. So I like don't understand what the even point of sabotaging something. And they also would have stopped the game. Had I been mm-hmm. like messing with it in that way, they would have stopped the game completely. So then I get back to this little corner, which there were no cameras there. And it was a line to wait to go see Aaron. And Stephanie was in front of me. And I came up and I crouched down on the floor and I was just going to give the tag to Aaron. I was going to go in and be like, hey, I found a tag on the floor. Somebody's got a case with no tag. Here it is. And she hovered over me and was like looking down. And she was like, that's, you have a tag. Why do you have a tag? That's a tag. And that's my tag. And I was like, oh, okay, here. No argument, no questions, yeah. No anything. I was like, here you go. I picked it up off the floor. And that's when she goes in to see Aaron. She said, I'm going to give you some information. Alyssa's a snake, this, that, and the other. And that's when the fire really starts. And from my perspective, I was literally just trying to help. And I didn't know that it was her. I didn't know it was her case. If I had known, oh my God, I would have left it there. but it truly was such a shock to me to see the flip side of Stephanie and how quickly it happened. I remember passing Amy as she was talking to someone from production, talking about her, Stephanie's deep hatred for me. And this was the day I was eliminated. And it was in that moment that I kind of realized like, okay, this might be a little deeper than game, than I'm even considering. Like, yeah, I don't like Stephanie. I would take her out. I won't be friends with her on the outside. But that was just it for me. But I think there was possibly something deeper. And that's when that cued me in. It was my last day there. We were going to like get safety training for something else. And I passed and heard this conversation, a conversation I probably shouldn't have overheard, but production dropped the ball on that one. So honestly, when she blew up on me at Temple, I was like, I'm confused. I just don't know. I took responsibility in front of the entire camp for the plan to get out Kim. And while I was doing that, I was being gaslit by Stephanie telling me like she didn't know about the plan. She didn't know. And I'm like so confused because yes, you did. And then I was like, we're on camera. What is happening? And it was one of those moments where being on a reality show, I'm like being filmed by 50 people. I've got the whole camp. I'm pouring my heart out. I'm in tears and it didn't even air. And then to have it turned around to talk about my deceit and my character and my lack of integrity and all these things. And I'm like, I literally did everything within my power that I could have done in that moment to take responsibility and ownership and apologize and tried to mend a bridge with Stephanie, tried to help out the team, ended up being Stephanie with the tag. It just, it felt like I was damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. And I'm just going to have to let the universe take care of this one. Whatever it was going to be, I was okay with it.
Alyssa, you made it to the halfway point. There were fireworks. I think you got a personal prize as well. And then you went out with a bang before we end our exit interview. Please tell everybody where they can find you and follow you on social media, because you do have a lot of fans out there.
So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok, which is my first and last name, at Alyssa Cleansing. You can follow me there. And thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have played the show. I had a blast. All things considered, I would do it over again in a heartbeat. It was so much fun. I made lifelong connections and friends, and I'm really excited to see the people who get to play season two. Just don't try to hack the game because it doesn't work.
All right, Alyssa, thank you so much for your time. Everyone, that was Alyssa, the most recently eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps, and be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Recap Kickback for more information of what I have going on. Until next time, peace.